Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for this Friday, going to be cloudy and breezy, got a chance for rain and or snow showers, and a high today near 40. In Kenosha right now, it's 32 degrees, 31 in Burlington, Milwaukee 33, and it's 33 in Racine. A Chicago firefighter is recovering from a minor injury. There was a fire that began early this morning in a first-floor storage room at U.S. Cellular Field. That's the home of the Chicago White Sox. It's ahead of their home opener coming up this afternoon. At the Kenosha County Center in Bristol last night, the best and worst examples of intergovernmental cooperation appeared to be on display with a big crowd on hand, affected taxpayers, and there was a four-hour meeting. It's elected officials from Paris approving a complicated and historic agreement that will bring high-quality development to the west side of I-94, despite objections from the city of Kenosha, which may not be able to expand its borders any further. City Attorney Ed Andaramian and Kenosha's utility manager Ed St. Peter urging postponement on the vote for discussions for a possible boundary agreement, suggesting the deal had been done in secret. Mayor-elect John Andaramian there adding his voice of concern from the city's perspective.
My only request to you is that I hope that you will not move forward on your agreement, that you will sit down with the city and talk about a boundary arrangement which guarantees the people, whatever the area that we agree on, will come into the city over a 30-year period of time, similar to what we've done in other communities.
The city's only leverage is sewer and water service needed for any additional industrial and commercial development in the targeted area. Summers and Paris officials maintain those cannot be legally withheld. That could set up a long-lasting court fight, barring discussions. City of Racine starting a year-long experiment on sidewalk repairs and replacement, shifting the financial burden off property owners to the Capital Improvement Program, with part of that work to be inspecting and shaving slightly damaged concrete. Public Works Commissioner Mark Yellen telling council members this week the company SafeStep specializes in this work all across Wisconsin and in northern Illinois.
They bring a lot of expertise to the table, and I'm requesting that we go enter in a contract with them as we put together our sidewalk management program this year.
Meanwhile, he says that this is also a learning experiment for DPW employees. Alderman Sandy Widener suggested the Capitol borrowing at budget time last year. A plan to boost certain tuitions on five UW system campuses, not Parkside or Madison, expected to be approved by the Board of Regents today. Leaders said Milwaukee, Whitewater, Platteville, La Crosse, and Stout seeking the increases for graduate and out-of-state students, ranging from 0.5% for psychology's master's programming at Stout to almost 18% for a computer science master's program at Platteville. Kenosha Tremper High School students joined last night by others in the Unified School District in supporting administrative policies and protections for transgender teens. They gathered outside the district offices on 52nd Street on the heels of junior Ash Whitaker, a transgender 16-year-old who identifies as male, seeking to run for prom king at Tremper. He was initially told by school administration it would have to be for prom queen, since Ash began high school as Savannah. In part because of the matter getting public attention, Kenosha Unified overruled the high school's decision this week, spokesperson Tanya Reuter saying efforts are being made to update policies. Well, they're up in Wisconsin and all around the country. Background checks for gun purchases. Mark Chase reporting they've totaled now over $7 million just in the first quarter of this year.
Analysts say there has been a spike in gun sales following the San Bernardino and Paris terror attacks. Also, as the general election draws closer, industry experts say the push for stronger gun control on the campaign trail may be driving sales. Federally licensed gun dealers are required to run a background check whenever someone tries to buy a handgun. 2016 is on track to surpass last year's record of 23 million background checks. I'm Mark Chase.
Concerns about proposed rules for DNR-owned shooting ranges in Wisconsin will not be taken up by the Natural Resources Board next week. Spokesman George Althoff says the guidelines were meant to provide some clear policies for the 8 state-owned ranges, but they were met with critical reception by those using the facilities.
We decided it would be prudent to take those off of the agenda, get further input, do some more analysis, and then come back with those proposed rules changes at a meeting later this year.
Among the concerns raised, guns having to be unloaded while not on the line of fire and possibly violating the state's concealed and open carry laws. A Kenosha man facing a dozen charges for his alleged role in a home invasion and robbery in Racine last month. 30-year-old Mario Chayoga, appearing in Racine County Circuit Court on armed robbery, false imprisonment, reckless endangerment of safety, aggravated battery, burglary, and possession of firearms by a felon charges. Criminal complaint had three men going into a home in the 2100 block of Fairview Terrace, restraining three men inside, stealing necklaces plus several thousand dollars from a safe. One of the men pistol whipped. Shot was fired into the floor. As the men were running from that home, more shots were fired. One of the victims said he recognized Chayoga, who had visited the home a few days earlier with the man's cousin. Chayoga is being held in jail. He's going to be back in court next week. Racine police called to the northwest side of Regency Mall yesterday, security reporting hearing some voices and strange noises. Nobody was found, but shoes and a sleeping bag showed up behind a restaurant. A search of the mall complex with Mount Pleasant's canine Aries turned up nothing. A while back, though, alarms brought Racine police to the Boston store on the other side of the mall, and that led to the discovery of somebody on security video taking various store merchandise, including fragrances. That case is still under investigation. A man from Racine arrested in Milwaukee for drunk driving fourth time after crashing his car on I-43. This happened late Wednesday night. Details from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The accident happened about 11 o'clock in the northbound lanes near South 27th Street, when witnesses say the car made a sudden turn into the center median wall. 32-year-old Antonio Orta was arrested, and the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department says his blood alcohol level tested at nearly three times the level considered legal proof of intoxication. Orta suffered minor injuries in the crash. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
The decision about possibly changing city ordinance to allow dogs on leashes in cemeteries was made weeks ago by the Racine Cemetery Commission, but only supported this week by the Common Council.
The recommendation of the Cemetery Commission was to receive and file, but the action of the commission was to not make any changes to those ordinances.
Alderman Sandy Widener had raised the issue months ago while noting people do bring their dogs into the cemeteries now under threat of a potential citation. That's if somebody complains and it's observed by police. The Emerald Ash Borer continues its destructive march across Wisconsin, the pest now confirmed in the Stevens Point area. While Kenosha County hired a logging company that just finished the removal of more than 2,000 trees from Petrifying Springs and Fox River Parks, along with the Brightondale Golf Course. At this week's county board meeting, Supervisor Dennis Elverman said there is still some cleanup going on in the areas where the trees were removed. He predicted the logging company that did the job will be quite busy if their job in the county turns out to be profitable.
The people that did it find that they could make a profit at the way they did it. They're going to be very busy with other municipalities because we were a project for them. We were something that they were taking a try to see if it would work, and it worked for them, and it worked. If you remember correctly, the closest bids we had to this were all $200,000 higher than what we paid to have this all this work done.
Kenosha County paying Corner Forest Products of Oshkosh $78,000 to remove the ash trees from the parks. The company free to sell the logs for lumber, the branches for pulpwood. To replace them, the county has planted hundreds of trees in those parks. Just over a week now until the tax filing deadline, while the vast majority of filers in Wisconsin do play by the rules, State Revenue Secretary Rick Chandler says his agency is always on the lookout for some of those cheaters.
Some auditing based on particular factors we see that might indicate that people are not claiming the appropriate amount of deductions or aren't reporting the correct amount of income.
Chandler also noting the state has an anti-fraud verification system now in place to help check those returns. WRJN.com is our webpage, and our newscasts are there whenever you want in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400 WRJN News.